And we got the man, Kyle Seeger. Did I get it right?
That's pretty good.
All right, I'm close enough to you.
Close enough.
All right, so we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes, Major League, what Major League Baseball like. What this journey's been like for you playing in the big leagues?
It's been amazing, honestly. You know, I mean, it's something that I kind of dreamed of growing up as a kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's definitely been something I've always followed, watching on TV and whatnot. And, you know, getting to come here and come to the ballpark and do this every day has just been a blessing.
So what are some of the adjustments you got to make playing on the major league level?
I mean, it's definitely different. I mean, you're playing the best players across the world. So, I mean, it's such a international game and there's just people from everywhere. So, I mean, it's definitely been an adjustment. You know, you have to adjust to kind of traveling so much. But, I mean, it's a lot of fun, though. It's a great lifestyle.
And, you know, I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. And I would tell kids one of the defining lines is being able to hit major league pitcher. I mean, when you get in that batter's box, you don't know what they're going to throw, when they're going to throw.
Yeah, that's the adjustment, too, there. You know, you're coming up through, you know, high school and college and, you know, the minors and everything. You can kind of have a guess of what you're going to get. You know, I mean, if you're ahead in the count, you're usually going to get a fastball, and that's not the case up here. You know, these guys they can throw any pitches at any time. So, I mean, they definitely mix it up pretty good on you.
So, I mean, when you go in there in the clubhouse and look at tapes, I mean, what do you look at of yourself?
You know, I try to see, like, kind of, you know, watch the pitcher, see what he's doing, kind of where I'm at. You know, sometimes, you know, you'll get away from your swing a little bit. You'll get away from kind of what you want to do in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's good to kind of watch a little tape just to kind of get you back to what you were doing when you felt good. So I think it's good to watch, like, tape to see how you're doing when you're going good. And then, you know, you can always have that to kind of go back to.
And we got a lot of high school, college players watch this show, aspiring to be big leaguers. So we're taking them behind the scenes. How much trash talking going out there on the field?
Ton. No, you know, I mean, everybody's pretty cool. That was one of the coolest parts when I first got called up here. You know, yeah. You always watch these guys on TV, and you know, yeah. You don't really like think of them as even being like real people sometimes. You know, so you get out there, and you know, you're just out there, and you know, you talk to one of the guys on the team, and they're just like anybody else. You know, they're just out there having a good time, and you know, once you get to know them, you'll cut up a little bit, so you'll talk a little bit. So it's been a lot of fun.
So what's some of the stuff y'all been saying? Let us know some of the stuff.
I can't think of anything on the top of my head, but
PG, of course.
Yeah. You don't want to get too bad. You know, guys will just kind of make fun of different plays or just kind of different things. So I mean, they keep it pretty light. I mean, you know, at the same time, you know, you're trying to beat the other team, but you know, your teammates will give you a hard time about stuff for sure. So it's a lot of fun.
You know, the draft is a few days away. When you were a youngster looking to be drafted, what was that feeling like for you?
I was real nervous. You know, I mean, there's nothing. You never know anything about the draft. You know, I mean, they can tell you you're going to go this time, and you end up going 30 rounds later. So I mean, you really don't have a clue. It's such a there's no science behind the draft. You know, you can't really get hooked into it, but you know, it's definitely an exciting time. You know, I remember I went home and was with my family and my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, and you know, it was just a great day to, you know, hear your name called, you know, by the Mariners, and it was just a lot of fun. So nerve-wracking, but fun.
What round did you go?
I was the third round. So yeah, I was fortunate enough to go pretty early.
So you got paid, in other words.
A little bit. So not as much as some guys, though. So I did all right.
What has this experience been like for you playing with the Mariners?
It's been amazing. You know, just to be around these guys, and you know, just to, you know, get some friendships and get some relationship with these guys. I mean, just an awesome group of guys.
All right. Last question. Let's go back to that day when you got the call up to the big leagues. You walked in that locker room for the first time and saw your uniform. What was that feeling like?
Unbelievable. It didn't seem real. I mean, just sitting there, and, you know, I was between Jack Wilson and Franklin Gutierrez, and, you know, right next to them was Ichiro, and you're like, wow, this is unbelievable. You know, it doesn't even feel real. So, you know, those first couple of days, I remember you didn't want to say anything wrong. You didn't want to step on anybody's toes. You just tried to get through it. So, I mean, it's just an unbelievable thing.
Coach taking youngsters behind the scenes with the man for the Mariners, Kyle. All right, appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
Have a good one.